Chapter 24, Three Things That Break Us. These are mental traits that can be conquered. First, putting off decisions and action until a later period. Never deciding anything when a decision is demanded. You face a great crisis in your life. You know you ought to make yourself mentally proficient along a certain branch of study. You are filled with enthusiasm until you take up the books. Then you say, I'll start this tomorrow. The moment you say that, you are defeated. Usually, one might just as well throw his books into the fire, because tomorrow he will repeat himself. The secret of winning is action. A second enemy is mental laziness. This is widespread. It is the line of least resistance and can be cured only by the sternest methods. The you that is in you is the real master of your mental processes. The you that is in you is the you the world is seeking. You must so honor that you that you give it its place of authority, of dominion over your faculties. Now drive your mind to work. You absolutely refuse to give it any rest until it has accomplished the desired amount of work. You must be absolute master of yourself, of your faculties, for your mind will always be lazy until interest has been created. Then it flows on smoothly. A third enemy is wrong talking, negative talking. I knew a man who started out in business with every promise of success. He had the right location, he had the right kind of business, he had a multitude of friends, he was a good buyer and a good salesman. I went into his store on my way to the post office nearly every morning. I used to admire his store. It was so clean. The details were so carefully managed. A change came over him. He had a little domestic difficulty. He began to talk discouragingly. In 2 years, that man talked himself out of a splendid growing business. I did not know then what I know now, or I could have stopped him. He simply talked himself out. He discouraged people who came in. He was full of pessimism and doubt. He challenged everything. Finally, he talked himself into absolute failure. You cannot afford to talk failure, doubt, or fear. Why? Because words register in your heart, and after they have registered, they take control of your life.